Thank you guys so much for playing that piece. It's such an extraordinary piece. And it's just all over the place. He changes on a dime from one place to the next. In that last few measures, you're just torn because it's a nice, pleasant major resolution. And then what? It's just wonderful. I just find Poulenc so challenging and rewarding. And that's played by our wonderful guests today, Megan Mice and Black Baca playing the flute, and Daniel Swayze playing the piano. They brought Poulenc to life in this very room. It's just wonderful. I loved it. And you're going to have a chance to hear more from them on Friday night and Sunday afternoon at the Beethoven Concert Series. The Sanger in Dahala. If you're new to Austin, of course, Schultz's Beer Garden is one of the places you want to know about. It's right there on 17th and San Jacinto, and it's a great place to go get a beer and watch all kinds of music, and all kinds of music at Schultz's. But right next door and upstairs at the Sanger in Dahala is where the Beethoven Concert Series happens. And so Daniel is going to tell us even more about what kind of... Tell us the name of one of those French beers.
Yes, we'll have on tap a beer called Despereau and another that Lazarus calls Amelie. And mm-hmm. Amelie is one that they've been playing around with. They're on their fourth iteration of this particular beer, I think.
Mm-hmm. And so are these light beers? I would think less than the dark, dark, dark German beer.
These ones are a little bit in the middle. I believe the Amelie is on the light side, has kind of an herbal quality to it, and the Despereau is a little bit darker in nature, if I remember right.
Okay, and so you can grab a beer and whatever else they have to offer and listen to the wonderful music. And we have one more piece on the program, so what is that, and who will be playing it?
This is the Allegro Chamber Trio again, and we're playing a piece by Don Davis, who's a Los Angeles composer best known for his movie music. Mm-hmm. He wrote the scores to all the Matrix movies.
How about that?
And one of the Jurassic Park movies, I think.
So we'll probably recognize a little bit of his style.
Yes, it does. I think it has a very movie-like quality to mm-hmm. it. But he wrote this piece. It's a very sort of an ephemeral piece. He wrote it for his wife's birthday.
Oh, how nice.
And it's based on the title for the piece is the last line of the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock, the T.S. Eliot poem.
And I think you wanted me to read. Okay, this is from the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock, which you probably all read in high school, and I got a frog in my throat, but I guess I'll try for it anyway. Okay, so you guys get ready. This is from the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock by T.S. Eliot.